this week on Hope for the Broken.
We're not going to fear because God is with us. Weird moment, no doubt. A moment we didn't expect, a moment we didn't anticipate or want, but that's where we are. And so our core focus that we go back to in everything, and this is not just this moment, this is life, is words like, the Lord of hosts is with us. That's powerful. So we come to find our rest in God, to find our rest in Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Broken, the audio podcast ministry of Trinity Baptist Church in Mount Pleasant, Texas. We exist to become a gospel-centered community redeeming brokenness through hope in Jesus Christ. At Trinity, we believe we are all broken and in need of the redeeming hope found in Jesus. This week at Trinity, we're reminded that when the enemy attacks and causes anxiety and panic in our lives, we can always find refuge in Jesus. Here is Elder Jeremy Thomas with an encouraging message from God's Word to pause, rest, and reflect.
God is working and God is moving throughout our lives, throughout your lives, throughout our church, throughout everything we have going on, God is moving. And so I want to start with some scripture from Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, Selah. And Selah is Hebrew, and that means it's a command to pause, rest, and reflect. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to pause, we're going to rest, because we don't carry these things. This is God's plan, God's will, God's movement in His body, in His kingdom, that we're here today with that initial news. So pause, rest, and reflect. And that's a good thing to do in life when you have anything going on. Pause, rest, reflect. Continuing in the Psalms, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage and the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Pause, rest, reflect. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. And I love this. Be still and know that I am God. Some translations say, cease striving. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So we're not going to fear because God is with us. Weird moment, no doubt. A moment we didn't expect. A moment we didn't anticipate or want. But that's where we are. And so our core focus that we go back to in everything, and this is not just this moment, this is life, is words like, the Lord of hosts is with us. That's powerful. Augustine of Hippo wrote, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. That's pretty cool. So we come to find our rest in God, to find our rest in Jesus. And so that's what we're going to do today, is it'll look a little different. We're going to worship. We're going to pray. We're going to reflect. We're going to baptize. We have a beautiful sister in Christ that came to know Jesus that's going to publicly say, I am new. And we're going to celebrate that. And so I encourage you to use this time. You can pray. We're going to worship. These guys have some incredible things in store. Reflect on the words of the song. Reflect on the scripture that we'll be going through throughout this service. And I encourage you to just rest. Just don't strive, right? I made that sound totally easy, right? I know it's the hardest thing we can do in our lives, because we want to fix, we want to move, we want to do. But God says, I am the Lord of hosts. Cease striving. Cease working yourself to death. Cease thinking you have to have it together. And so with that, I encourage you, if you want to stand in worship, stand in worship. If you want to sit and pray, sit and pray. You guys can have a seat real quick, but did you see how the whole tone of the room shifted with worship? Like we're now, we're resting, we're reflecting on God in this moment. We're leaning into Him. Our thoughts, our actions are now redirected and recentered on the reason we're here. And so this leads into kind of my next little point, trusting Jesus as our true shepherd. And so I'm going to read a little bit from 1 Peter. So I exhort the elders among you as fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves all with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood, the church, throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus is our true shepherd, right? Leaders may change, people may come, people may go, but He does not. You, the church, do not either. You are the light of this world. It doesn't matter who's up here. I mean, you got me today for crying out loud. It doesn't matter who's standing up here. It doesn't matter that. What matters is how you're pursuing and taking the gospel into your world, your city, your surroundings. He calls us to cease striving. He calls us to do these things. He gives us some prescriptions here of how to live. But then He also says there's a coming glory, right? John Calvin reminds us the church that God Himself is the one who leads and governs His people. So that's God. And we trust His leadership above all. Another great thinker and writer, N.T. Wright, reminds us that God is always moving His story forward, even in times of change, right? We know that from our lives. We know that God's constantly changing our paths. He's changing what's going on. We wake up to a phone call, we wake up to a message, and life changes. But we know that Jesus, our true shepherd, God, the shepherd of our lives, the shepherd of our church, unchanging. He's guiding us. He's leading us. Next kind of thing that we need prayer for, that we want to be praying for, staying united, right? I'm going to read a little bit from Ephesians. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. I love this. And there's a way I always like to illustrate it, right? Is if this band didn't tune before this, right? And they have all kinds of computers that probably do it for them. They don't even have to think anymore. But they're all tuned. They're all tuned to the same tone. They're all tuned to the same key. Well, back in the day, there was a tuning fork and there'd be a strike of it. And all the instruments in an orchestra or whatever would key into that and say, that's our tone. That's what we're going to represent. That's what we're going to follow. And we as the church are the same, and our tuning fork is God. It's Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit in our lives is that tuning. The Holy Spirit is putting us all on the same page. And the same page is following Jesus, showing the love of God to our city and to the people who are broken and in need. That's why we're here. And so this prayer, God, keep us unified, protect us from division, pride, and misunderstanding. Right? Life. You have that every day in your family, probably. Dynamics. Augustine of Hippo encouraged believers, hold tightly to the unity of love. Let love lead us in everything we do, right? Because we were broken, we were sinners, and we were rescued, right? Let the Holy Spirit tune us. That's what times like these do, right? Pray, rest, reflect, worship. It's tuning us all to this same frequency that is the Holy Spirit so that we're all in one accord moving forward, right? You all do different things. We all have our own oddities. We all do our own things in the kingdom of God, but it's for one purpose and on one frequency, which is Christ. And that's what we're going to do. So let love lead us in everything. And finally, asking for wisdom. In James, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to them. Pray for wisdom. Pray that God gives wisdom to those leading in the transition, staff, elders, leaders, honestly, everyone in this room. Whether you realize it or not, you're leading in these transitions that we keep having because you're still bringing Christ to those around you. There's still people walking in our doors who don't know Jesus, who have broken stories. We all do. Some are a little more broken sounding than others, but Christ is redeeming them. I talked to some people this morning, 8 months sober. God working in her life, drawing her closer. So we ask for wisdom. Help us all to make decisions that honor him. Guide our steps clearly. John Calvin again taught that true wisdom begins with knowing God. That's where wisdom starts, is knowing God. It's not my wisdom, not your wisdom, not anybody else's wisdom. It's following God. So I ask that we pray to help us to seek him first in everything that we do. We'll pray, and we're going to worship some more because I just feel like that's what we need. We need worship. We need prayer. We need to take these moments to pause and just reflect on what God's done, what he's doing, where he's going, no matter what's happening around us, be that here, be that in your life, wherever it is, or in your daily life. Father, thank you for being our chief shepherd. Thank you for guiding. Thank you for loving. Thank you for being the giver of wisdom. It takes a big burden off of me. It takes a big burden off of us that we don't have to figure it all out because we're following you. We are dead set locked on Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Holy Spirit working, moving among us to move us forward in a path that leads straight to you, that leads to heaven. You'll guide our works. You'll guide our thoughts. You'll guide these things for us if our focus is you every day. Right decision. Seek God. Move forward. Father, Thank you for letting us lift you up. Thank you for being a God that knows the trajectory of everything. All doubt, fear, and uncertainty, we don't have to carry any of it. Worry, we don't have to carry it. So, Father, I thank you for this, and it's in your name. Man, isn't God good? Doesn't he work? Don't you feel this kind of pattern happening? You guys can have a seat for a minute. We're up and down today, like good church, I think. I don't know. But do you see how this pattern and what we're talking about and how we're leading down this trail of worship is kind of a pattern for how we approach our lives, right? When we have the things that go on a different track than we expected, it's never really the end of the world, right? But we have Jesus. We've got the Holy Spirit guiding us. We have moments like this that unify us, that encourage us and teach us, right? So, the next kind of prayer focus, looking ahead with hope. And I see that big time in this room. There is hope. In Isaiah, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And so the prayer would be, God, open our eyes to what you're doing and give us the faith to move forward. Right? That's kind of a blip here. This is a blip in life. Well, we have a lot of stuff that hits our lives that are very difficult to move on from. Sickness, hurt, death. We got some big things we deal with. But we always can look ahead with hope because of Jesus. Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminded us that God uses ordinary people to accomplish his purposes. I'm pretty ordinary. Y'all all look pretty ordinary. I think it's us that are supposed to accomplish this. It's us that brings the light. It's us that bring Jesus to the world around us, right? And so our prayer can be, use us for your work in this next season. Use us. Use me. Use you. That's probably perfect grammar. Use you in this season. Because it's not about anybody on a stage. It's not about anything except for pursuing Christ, telling others about Christ, and going on this long arc towards heaven, right? That's the trajectory we're on. Blips, all of these things going to happen. But our goal, if you will, our final destination, heaven. Stay faithful in the right now. I'm the worst at this. I'll tell you that now. Stay faithful right now. 1 Corinthians says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Then in James, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive, catch this, the crown of life, which God has promised to those who loved him. So we're praying that we stay focused, we stay faithful, that we keep loving, that we keep showing up, because we're going on this trajectory where we see God one day, right? And there's the well done, good and faithful servant moment, the crown. He's going to give us a crown maybe, right? That's what this is saying. We stood the test. The test is life. And I'm sure no one in here would disagree with me that life is difficult. It's tough. But God's calling us to stay faithful in right now. Follow God right now. Follow him today. Tomorrow he's got. Yesterday, gone. Stay faithful. Focused on God. And then remembering that God is with us. How cool is that, right? He didn't leave us out here on our own to figure out this blip of life that's going to have tragedies and ups and downs and all the things. He is with us as we're pointed towards heaven. That's where our eyes need to be, is heaven. Matthew 28. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold," I love this, "I am with you always to the end of the age." He ain't going nowhere. He's with you. He's with me. God is with us right now and always. That's pretty cool. So be present in every conversation, in every decision. And so as we stop and rest and we reflect and we pray over these things, I know that God is stirring in hearts. I know that God is got some mind spinning. You're all over the place today, potentially. The news earlier, whatever you may be facing today in your life, and it's hard. And I know it is, because that's life. But we can look ahead with hope. We have to stay faithful in the now, and remember God is with us. We all have a part to play in this, like we talked about earlier, right? Holy Spirit tuning us all to the same thing. We all have different jobs. We all have different things. We all look different, but the Holy Spirit and Jesus align us, tune us to the same tune, if you will, so that I'm going and doing my thing, running towards heaven, running towards Jesus. You're doing your thing. It looks different. You may think different, but we're all tuned to this. We're tuned to His scripture, His word, His guidance, His movement in our lives. And we live in the right now, the next right decision. We work tomorrow to make the best decisions, to be present, to love, to share Jesus. That's what we do. It sounds pretty simple, but as we know, it's not always simple. But that needs to be our prayer. That needs to be our focus as we pray through maybe these things this week and over the coming days, that you pray, how is God going to use me? Because He wants to use you. It's just a matter of you aligning and being willing to potentially be a little uncomfortable maybe at first. But then God's going to lead and guide you. He may be saying, "Hey, let's go get coffee because I want to see you grow in your relationship with Jesus." Be intentional with it. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. We have in us the Holy Spirit guiding us to affect lives. We can't take that lightly. God's moving and God is working in His body here. Kids ministry, preschool ministries, youth ministries, everything we see growing. We see people coming to know Christ. We're about to celebrate new life. First service, guess what we did at this time? We celebrated another new life. And here's the thing, we're pointed to heaven. And so I want us to roar as loud as I think heaven's probably going to roar when this little girl gets baptized here in a minute. Cheer her on. Maybe it's her you need to reach out to. Could be. You never know. But I pray that we do that. I pray that we are in the moment of our lives, making the best decisions we can make with the wisdom that God gives us for His kingdom. Not for me, for His kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time. Father, I thank you for letting us celebrate you, letting us know that we don't have to carry burdens. We don't have to be weighed down by these things because it's easy to do. You say, you know, we'll share this burden. We'll share this yoke. It's like, yeah, that's what we're going to do because I don't know what I'm doing. But God, you do. You know every footstep, every thought, everything that we're gonna do. You know the plans laid out for us. So Father, tune us to those. Help us to stay focused on those and you, and our burden will be light. I like the sounds of that. So Father, I pray that we stay in the moment of celebrating you and reaching our city. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Father, we thank you and we love you.
You've been listening to Trinity Baptist Church's Hope for the Broken podcast. We pray that today's message encouraged and challenged you in your walk with Christ. If you'd like to learn more about us, visit us at trinitytx.org or reach out to us at 903-572-1959. Or you can email us at info@trinitytx.org. If you're ever in the East Texas area, join us for worship on Sundays at 9:30 or 11 a.m. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next week on Hope for the Broken.